Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.506 on KDKA. We've got a record temperature, 74 degrees in Green Tree right now. It is just crazy how warm it is on Pi Day, 3/14/2024. The Allegheny County Executive Sarah Innamorato facing a lawsuit over ballot drop-off locations. County Councilman Sam DeMarco filing the lawsuit against the county executive as a way to stop the use of ballot drop-off locations for the upcoming primary. In late February, Innamorato announced the county would be staffing five ballot drop-off locations the two weekends before the primary. Shortly after the announcement, Mr. DeMarco condemned the action and took issue with Innamorato making the decision without consulting the Board of Elections. The county's Board of Elections is made up of three members, Mr. DeMarco, Ms. Innamorato, and the county councilwoman Bethany Hallam. Hallam was not consulted about the drop-off locations, according to the lawsuit. A county spokesperson denied to comment. Lawsuit alleges this action is the textbook definition, quote, of political overreach, end quote, and that Innamorato has, quote, no legal authority, end quote, to make the decision without consulting the board. The county executive simply chose to announce the 2024 satellite election offices as if Allegheny County was her own personal fiefdom, is what the lawsuit says. DeMarco is seeking an emergency injunction. A judge will hear the case coming up on Monday morning. For the second year in a row, Allegheny County experienced one of the nation's sharpest decreases in population, continuing an overall decline in western Pennsylvania that poses risks to the region's economic development as it recovers from the pandemic. According to the new Census Bureau data released today, Allegheny County lost a total of 7,780 residents last year, one of the 10 largest population losses experienced by U.S. counties between April 2022 and July 2023. A lot of people get very upset about this, but a lot of it is baked in. It's been baked in for decades, says regional economist, University of Pittsburgh Center for Social and Urban Research, Chris Bream. While the trend is significant for the region, experts caution that the country's shrinking population is part of an ongoing, the county's shrinking population is part of an ongoing demographic change, not a sudden mass exodus. Western Pennsylvania has steadily lost residents after marquee industries left the region in the 70s. And according to a legal expert in regional revitalization, stagnating population has become a dominant trend across the nation and around the world. President Biden saying today that the proposed sale of U.S. Steel to a Japanese corporation, well, he says that U.S. Steel is vital for the iconic company to remain as an American-owned company. Biden's comments coming in the midst of a federal review of Nippon Steel's proposed purchase of U.S. Steel, a deal that has drawn opposition from many Pennsylvania's elected officials and United Steelworkers Union. Shareholders are set to vote on the sale next month. Biden said in a statement, "I told our steelworkers I have their backs, and I mean it. U.S. Steel has been an iconic American company for more than a century, and it is vital for it to remain an American steel company that is domestically owned and operated." He made the statement during an ongoing review by the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. Pittsburgh's jobless rate continued to slide downward, 0.1 percentage point in January to 3.3%, the fifth straight month of a decline. Butler County had led the seven-county Pittsburgh metropolitan area with the lowest jobless rate, 2.4% for Butler County, followed by Allegheny and Westmoreland counties at 3%. Washington and Beaver, 3.1. Armstrong, 3.2. Fayette, 3.5%, according to the State Department of Labor and Industry Center for Workforce Information and Analysis. Wholesale inflation, however, was up 0.6% in February. That's more than expected. Wholesale prices accelerated more rapidly than expected, including the producer price increase, which measures pipeline costs for raw, intermediate, and finished goods. The Labor Department said that number was up 0.6%, then the forecast was 0.3, so double what they were anticipating for the month of February. SpaceX launching the Starship rocket into orbit. It went pretty well. There was a glitch, and it's not insignificant. SpaceX Next Generation Mega Rocket took off around 9:25 this morning on the 22nd anniversary of the SpaceX founding. The rocket's third and most ambitious test happened today, an event closely watched because a nearly 400-foot-tall booster known as Starship is expected to play an important role for NASA in a return to the moon program. The SpaceX Starbase site is in Boca Chica, Texas, and on this particular day, SpaceX arrived and achieved at two major milestones over previous tests. Number one, the spaceship successfully reached orbit and then re-entered Earth's atmosphere for the first time about 40 minutes later. This is the furthest and fastest that Starship has ever flown, said SpaceX. However, data suggests that the spacecraft was lost while it was returning to Earth before it did reach the splashdown in the Indian Ocean that SpaceX had hoped for. So other than the fact that it was lost for a little while, everything else went absolutely great about it. Former Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin putting together an investor group in an effort to buy TikTok. The former Treasury Secretary is saying that he wants a group to buy TikTok from ByteDance, part of a bipartisan piece of legislation that as a bipartisan piece of legislation is winding its way through Congress, the House of Representatives passing the bill yesterday, if signed by the Senate. President Biden says that he would sign it. As for Mnuchin, he says, I think legislation should pass, and I think that it should be sold. It is a great business, and I'm going to put together a group to buy TikTok. He said that this morning on CNBC's Squawk Box, which is a financial news program. The bill is now headed to the Senate, where its future is uncertain, although the president, again, indicating that he will sign the legislation if it passes both houses of Congress. Bob Menendez, Democrat, considering running for re-election as an independent. The Democrat from New Jersey, rather, considering a run for re-election in November as an independent. He and his wife, Nadine, are facing 18 federal counts. He's charged with taking bribes, yet has not publicly said if he would run again this year. His term is up in January. The powerful New Jersey Democrat stepped down from his post as chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee after the indictment, but he has rejected calls to resign. Menendez, at this point, not saying or denying that he is planning to run as an independent. He says, I don't have to declare what I'm doing. When I do, everyone will know my plans. And finally, Bernie Sanders of Vermont holding a hearing today for a bill he's introduced to reduce the standard U.S. work week to 4 days with no loss of pay. The bill, titled the 32-Hour Work Week Act, would reduce the standard work week from 40 to 32 hours. It would do it over a span of 4 years, including lowering the maximum hours required for overtime compensation for non-exempt employees. It also would require overtime pay at a time and a half for work days that last more than 8 hours, and overtime pay that would pay workers double their regular wage if their work day is longer than 12 hours. Said Sanders, it's an important step toward ensuring workers share in increasing productivity and economic growth driven by technological advancements. And that is today's Drive at 5. Those are the stories driving headlines on this, the 14th day of March. I'm Rick Dayton.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.